Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Monday, September 19th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with a follow-up on a recent story. Malakai Black, whose contractual status with AEW has been in question recently, issued a statement on Instagram yesterday confirming reports that he had asked for his release from AEW. In the missive, Black, real name Tom Budgeon, stated that numerous setbacks in his personal life on top of the rigors of preparing his body for in-ring action were causes of his seeking an early end to what is presumed to be a five-year contract. Black added that a contributing factor was also a, quote, combination of the promises in my professional field that were not upheld, and added a little later, this decision had been in my mind for the past 6 months. Black also expressed displeasure with the private conversations between himself and AEW regarding his mental health had appeared in online reports. He closed out by stating that many recent rumors, including those of marital issues, are false. This comes the day after Black addressed the live crowd at an independent event in Pomona, California, promoted by Prestige Wrestling. Following a victory over Kid Bandit in the main event, Black had this to say.
So, for the 22 years that I've given my absolute everything to you, who are more than deserving of it, let me put it out there, you've all been fantastic. Please allow me to take a few weeks, maybe a few months, to just recalibrate myself. Get everybody in perspective. I promise you, this is not goodbye. This is just we'll see each other soon.
In AEW news, AEW's second annual Grand Slam edition of Dynamite is scheduled to take place from Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York this Wednesday, with WrestleTix reporting that as of Saturday night, 12,471 tickets have been distributed of the 15,341 made available so far, leaving 2,870 remaining. Attendance for last year's Grand Slam show was a reported sellout of 20,177, which is still AEW's largest live crowd to date and the largest non-WWE wrestling crowd in the United States since the July 5, 1999 WCW Monday Nitro from the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. In WWE news, Jake Paul, the brother of Logan Paul, seemed to indicate on Twitter Saturday evening that he would be present for the Crown Jewel in November when Logan Paul challenges Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship. Wrote Jake Paul on Twitter, Logan is the definition of anything is possible. Two matches in WWE and he's already challenging for the belt. I might have to come to Saudi Arabia for this. The Roman Reigns-Logan Paul match was officially announced at a Las Vegas press conference last Saturday and will take place Saturday, November 5th in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, broadcast live on Peacock and the WWE Network. Jake Paul is scheduled to box former WBC middleweight champion Anderson Silva in his sixth professional fight on Saturday, October 29th. With WWE content news, here is the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
WWE and Hulu are currently negotiating a new deal to continue to host various WWE programming on the platform, as the current deal expires next Saturday, according to a report yesterday from PW Insider. If a new deal isn't reached in time, WWE's content will be removed from the platform, including such programming as Raw, SmackDown, NXT, WWE Main Event, WWE NXT Level Up, and archive series such as 205 Live, WWE Superstars, Total Divas, and Total Bellas. WWE and Hulu have been working together since 2012. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
WWE filed a new trademark last week related to its next-in-line college athlete recruitment program. The term WWE Rush, officially filed last Wednesday, is described by WWE as being for the purpose of, quote, organizing and conducting a program to enhance the use of student-athletes' names, image, and likenesses, as well as organizing and conducting collaborative partnerships with student-athletes for brand building, training, development, education, communication, promotion, and community relations services. The Next in Line program was unveiled by WWE last December with an inaugural group of 15 college athlete recruits from 13 different universities. Turning to Japan, two New Japan Pro Wrestling shows have been canceled in the wake of Typhoon Nanmadol striking the island nation. The typhoon made landfall yesterday in Kyushu, where New Japan was set to run to Beacon Plaza in the city of Beppu as part of the company's Burning Spirit Tour. Sunday's show, as well as today's show that was set for the Fukuoka Island City Forum, have been canceled. As of now, the tour is set to pick back up on Wednesday in the city of Kumamoto. The violent storm has been referred to as being unprecedented, with the most recent reporting by Reuters stating that more than 340,000 homes on the island of Kyushu were without power. The New York Times, among others, have cited NHK television reports that nearly 8 million people have been told to evacuate from portions of western and southern Japan. The storm is projected to affect the entire country before turning back out to sea later on this week. As of now, there have been no fatalities reported. The cancellation of Monday's New Japan event now shakes up Friday's card in Kagawa, as that show will now feature the Never six-man tag team title match between the Chaos and House of Torture factions. Kento Miyahara defeated Suwama on Sunday to capture his sixth All Japan Triple Crown Championship. Miyahara claimed the title by way of his shutdown suplex in 16 minutes 35 seconds, ending Suwama's unprecedented eighth reign after only 66 days. The match served as the main event of the company's 50th anniversary show. Miyahara won the company's annual Royal Road tournament to earn the championship shot by defeating Jake Lee on August 20th. In other matches of note on the show, AEW's Christopher Daniels lost to Yuma Aoyagi, Shotaro Ishino and Ryuki Honda defeated Takao Mori and Manabu Soya to retain the All Japan Tag Team titles, Atsuki Aoyagi defeated Tiger Mask to win the All Japan Junior Heavyweight title, and in a number one contenders match for the Triple Crown, Naoya Nomura defeated Jake Lee in only 43 seconds with a spear and a jackknife powerbomb. Founded by wrestling legend Giant Baba, the show also featured an Old Timers Day six-man tag team match that saw Shiro Koshinaka and Atsushi Onita, both 64 years old, team up with 68-year-old Masanobu Fuchi to defeat the team of 52-year-old Masao Inoue, 66-year-old Yoshiaki Yatsu, and 80-year-old Great Kojika. Also taking place in Japan on Monday, Stardom's five-star Grand Prix continued in Nagoya, and in Oda City, Dragon Gate is holding their Dangerous Gate show, which features Yoki Yoshioka against Ita for the Open the Dream Gate Championship. We will have those results on tomorrow's program. Our final report today will contain some spoilers for Major League Wrestling. These will not be full results, but only the newsworthy items that occurred during these tapings. If you wish not to hear these spoilers, we'll give you a moment to make your decision, and please remember to follow us across all of our forms of social media. With this news from Major League Wrestling, is the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
Shun Skywalker defeated Myron Reed to win the MLW Middleweight Championship at last night's Super Series TV taping in Atlanta, Georgia. This ends Reed's third reign as title holder. Reed had held the title this time for 236 days, since winning a four-way match with Bandido, Matt Cross, and previous champion Tajiri on January 21st at MLW Blood and Thunder in North Richland Hills, Texas. Reed has been the longest-reigning middleweight champ in the title's four-year history. This is Skywalker's first reign as champion. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also at Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, Follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.